Inside Mac.
For Friday, July 21st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Podcasting continues to grow for web users, Yahoo's DRM-free song, and Microsoft comes clean. Nielsen Analytics has released a report that shows that over 6% of U.S. adults have downloaded podcasts in the past 30 days, more than 70% of whom were male. According to iLounge, findings in this report have showed that approximately 38% of active podcast downloaders don't listen to radio as much anymore. It is revealed that the most successful podcasts are harvesting up to 2 million downloads a month, and that is attracting advertising. According to the report, women more than men skip over the commercials, but advertisers had figured out a way to get the message across by having the podcast hosts endorse their products and services during the shows. Companies, movie studios, restaurants, college professors have all realized the power of podcasting. Now the next step is to figure out a way to keep track of the listeners. Nielsen Media Research is planning to launch a few projects that will explore how best to collect and measure podcasting data. The first will begin this fall, and it will measure a panel of 400 iPod users by utilizing a software application that is downloadable onto a PC to interface with Apple's iTunes software. Nielsen will record all content assessed and will provide detailed usage information. And in 2007, Nielsen is planning to test its solo meters for portable media devices, and these meters will be used to track audio and video usage on mobile platforms. Sony and Yahoo will be working together to provide online music downloads in the flexible MP3 format without the usual digital rights management controls. But this is going to cost twice the price of a typical title download. Mac News World reported that Yahoo has released one song from Jessica Simpson and is personalized with hundreds of names for different listeners. They are saying that it was provided DRM-free. According to the story, Sony, BMG, and Yahoo plan to test whether consumers are willing to pay extra for the MP3 format, which is more universal than the proprietary formats used by iTunes. Simpson's song is currently available on Yahoo Music for $1.99 US. You can get an hour of Desperate Housewives for that cost. The Yahoo Music song is provided in MP3 format, which can be stored, transferred to other computers, burned to discs, and played on nearly all digital players, including iPods. Do customers really care about DRM? Other than the few protesters that have been trying to demand that Apple drops DRM? No, they don't. According to the report, as long as it does not directly interfere with listening or to legitimately transferring download tunes, DRM will continue to be accepted. The Apple Store in Beirut, Lebanon is no longer open for business because of the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. It had to close its doors on July 12th, which was the first day of fighting. They may not reopen it for a long time, as its owner is preparing to escape from the constant fighting. Macworld reports that the owner and his family are preparing to leave Lebanon as soon as this weekend, and they are on an embassy list waiting evacuation. It notes that all in all, business there had been doing really well over the last 2.5 years. He had a store in Beirut, as well as 4 iPod counters inside Virgin Megastores. According to the report, the owner has already begun plans to start up an Apple store in Montreal, Canada, but he still hopes to reopen the Beirut store as soon as possible. It has been confirmed by Microsoft that it will be launching its iPod competitor. Zune will include portable media players as well as an online service that is similar to Apple's iTunes Music Store. The Wall Street Journal has reported that Microsoft's GM of marketing for MSN Entertainment Business, Chris Stevenson, said the first musical device will contain a hard drive as well as Wi-Fi connectivity, and the company is looking at 7 or 8 different wireless scenarios, which range from enabling users to view as well as sample music from other Zune devices the same hotspot to purchasing and downloading music directly to the device. He said that users can view each other's playlists as well as recommend music and sample tracks. The Wall Street Journal has reported that Microsoft is changing its music technology licensing strategy for Windows Media Technology. According to the report, until now Microsoft has approached music much as it did the PC market, creating what it calls an ecosystem by licensing its software to any and all hardware makers. It adds in music instead of turning Microsoft's technology into the industry standard. The strategy has confused consumers with scores of different devices and services under different brand names that haven't always worked well together. So why did Microsoft continue to deny the fact that they were making an iPod competitor? According to the company, they didn't have anything to announce. Wonder what that says about their product. Coming up, more universal applications coming soon when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. NotePage has updated Feed for All Mac version 2.0. The new software will allow publishers and webmasters to create, edit, and publish RSS feeds, podcasts, and videocasts. Users can easily develop personalized RSS feeds, and it has offered full support for iTunes extensions and other popular namespaces. Feed for All's new release supports unified publishing to upload and link other files, and it can control import of exiting RSS feeds using the new advanced import feature. Feed for All Mac requires Mac OS 10, 10.3.9 or later, and it costs $40 US. Audio File Engineering has introduced Loop Editor. This is an audio loop editing tool designed in Coco from the ground up. Loop Editor takes advantage of Quartz, Core Audio, and other Mac OS X features. The company has announced that all of its software will be distributed via Appcasts. Comunity Networking Systems has announced MM Color 1.5.0. This is an interface plugin that will allow you to create and edit color in FileMaker Pro. The new version is fully compatible with FileMaker Pro 8.5 on the Windows platform, as well as both the Mac PPC and Mac Intel platforms. It also adds the ability to specify the size of the color image that you need. For those of you who currently own MM Color 1.x, this is free to you. All you have to do is download the new version and install it. It'll automatically import your previous settings. For the rest of you, a single user license will cost about $35 US. Apple is continuing to produce universal applications, as Apple CFO Peter Oppenheimer said. The company has released universal versions of Apple's consumer and professional software applications, and the third-party developers have released over 2,900 universal applications. Macworld UK says while some applications won't debut in a native form for Intel processors until next year, the majority of software most Mac users employ should be running natively on Intel processors by fall. It is expected by Apple that over 70% of the 500 applications that are considered most critical to Apple users will be available as universal binaries by late September of this year. Oppenheimer promised that the company is on track to transition to Power Mac and Xserve by the end of the year. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll bring you more stories on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.